News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
A restored pandemic unemployment payment top rate of €350, an enhanced employee wage subsidy scheme are among some of the additional measures announced by the government as the country moved to level 5 COVID restrictions. And to discuss more on this, I'm joined now by Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue. Minister, can you talk us through, first of all, the enhanced supports that are going to be available as we move through the next 6 weeks for people?
Well, good morning, Ciara. And there are three pillars to the new supports that we have in place at a time of difficulty for so many, particularly today, as many businesses get ready for big change with Level 5 about to begin. Number one, there is bringing in a higher rate of the pandemic unemployment payment to go to a €350 payment for those whose pre-COVID earnings was above a certain level. Number two, we are significantly strengthening the employment wage subsidy scheme to give, in particular, small and medium-sized employers more ability and more cash flow across the coming weeks of Level 5. And then thirdly, we are introducing a new scheme for businesses that are required to close and have a very low level of trading due to moving to Level 5. And that's the COVID restriction support scheme, which will make a cash payment available every week to those affected businesses.
And what kind of figure? What kind of figure will be included in that subsidy? Because obviously some businesses could have turned over thousands per week. Are they on 350 now a week as well?
So for the COVID restriction support scheme, it's a cash payment of up to €5,000 per week to such employers, and we will calculate that figure by looking at what their turnover would have been in the past on which they would have paid VAT, and giving a percentage of that turnover back for each week that they are closed. And we are anticipating that this is a scheme that will cost around €80 million per week, but it will be money well spent for businesses that are going through a very tough time at the moment.
And speaking of those businesses, and I know there are many people out there that €5,000 per week for their business won't be enough, that €350 per week, if they were, as you say, earning more than 400, but if you were earning €600 or €700 and had outgoings based on that, your mortgage, etc., it won't be enough. What are you going to say to people out there today who know that the subsidies, even though they are quite far reaching and a greater level of support than we have ever rolled out in this state, it won't keep them, their families or their businesses afloat?
I absolutely understand the level of personal difficulty that so many are facing today, Ciara, and it's with a heavy heart that we believed it was necessary for the health of our country and for those who live in it to move to Level 5. And that's why we took such care with this decision. But what we have done, as in fairness you have acknowledged, is we have rolled out a level of support that has no precedent in our history as a country. And as we move to Level 5, we have deepened and strengthened all of the really important supports that have made such a difference to our country in 2020. So we are doing as much as we can to support both employers and our citizens at such a time of challenge.
And we are, and I would agree, but we are only, Minister, a week after the biggest budget in the history of the state, and already we've had to revise upwards our expenditure by about £1.5 billion for this lockdown that will take us to the start of December. You yourself are being quoted in the Irish Times business pages today as saying, we do need a vaccine for the sustainability of what we are doing from a budgetary point of view. We used to talk about fiscal space, Pascal, in terms of we have €300 million to play with over the whole year. We're now throwing eye-watering, or mouth-watering, as it was described in the Dáil yesterday, sums of money at this, £1.5 billion. How are we going to afford this going forward? We were already up to 6% of GDP in terms of our borrowing. We don't really know where we're going to end up. I mean, you must be worried.
So let's deal with that in different phases. Firstly, I said on Budget Day that it could well be the case that we would need to do more in 2020. And I was very clear about that. And even with what more we are doing, and I'm confirming today, it is still well inside the borrowing requirements that I said our country would have in April. So everything we're doing today is consistent with where we were with our budgetary announcements. Secondly, in relation to our ability to afford this and pay it back over time, Firstly, if we don't have and protect jobs that we have in our country and we lose them, our indebtedness difficulties will only get far bigger in mm-hmm. the future. And that's why the first step has to be to try to protect employment. And we're not throwing money at anything. What we are doing is, in a very careful way, releasing very large amounts of money.
How long? You mentioned one objective,
which is supporting jobs.
You mentioned sustainability. How long can we sustain this for?
The level of support that we have in place, we can maintain much or all of what we are doing for much of 2021. And we outlined in the budget how we would do that and outlined flexibility that we have in our budgetary framework to do it.
Okay.
To answer your question, though, it is very important that across 2021, two things happen. The first thing is that a vaccine is discovered.
There's no certainty around that.
Absolutely. And we are in an atmosphere of uncertainty. But to go back to what you said needs to happen, there's two things that do need to happen. A vaccine does need to be discovered. And then we need to agree how that vaccine is going to be supplied in Ireland and across the world. And the second thing that does need to happen is that we then, as our economy begins to stabilise and grow again, which it will do in 2021, because we are going to get through these terribly difficult times, we will need to reduce how much we are borrowing. I've had the privilege of being Minister for Finance now for 3 years.
So we're hoping for growth and a vaccine, and neither of those are certain. I know we're under pressure for time.
While neither are certain, that is why we have the supports that are in place today. Because in the absence of those supports, that uncertainty becomes far bigger and the jobs that you and I are debating become even more at risk.
Minister, the fines that are being introduced, onto just a slightly different topic, the fines up to €2,500 for a house party, certain amounts, €200 is being floated for breach of travel restrictions and fines being brought in for mandatory masks not being worn in certain settings. How important do the government think these fines are in terms of the battle against COVID and in the enforcement of the restrictions?
I believe they are important. I believe they will help. But I believe the what will dwarf their impact will be deepened consent being given to the personal behaviours that reduce the spread of this disease.
Do you believe the fines will improve people's behaviours?
Yes, I do. But we are talking about a very small minority of people and behaviours to whom these fines could apply. It's important to emphasise that before fines like this are even issued by An Garda Síochána, the guards will take every step to ask the behaviour to cease that might lead to these fines being issued. But in a small number of cases, they will be needed, they will be issued, and they will help with the spread, reducing the spread of the disease.
OK, and lastly, and very briefly, a worrying day for people who are maybe having their mortgages with Ulster Bank. You're due to meet senior executives of Ulster Bank later on today. Have you any comfort for people out there who may be worried about what's going to happen to their own home loans?
This is why I'm meeting Ulster Bank today. As you said earlier on in your show there, I'm well aware of all of the speculation in relation to the future of the bank. The impact that has on its staff, not to mention, and in addition to that, those who have loans from Ulster Bank. That's why it's appropriate that I meet them today and gain a deeper understanding of the process that is underway.
All right. Look, Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, thank you for that indeed.